You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
Yes, this week it was discovered a Belgian brewery brewed a beer in 2015 called Moldy Tears. Apparently has quite a subtle flavour, they were saying, and it's taken 3 years for someone to find it. And our Wire Worry Week topic looks at cultural appropriation. So I spoke with Karaitiana Tauru about this beer and the use of Māori knowledge and culture by businesses more generally. And on that, actually, Ben, someone, if I turn your mic on, someone replied to our tweet.
Yes, it was
advertising this.
Yeah.
And he said
something.
Yeah, they were...
It's a New Zealand beer.
They wanted to talk about Waka Changi.
Yes, I've not. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's got a sort of movie poster style. Yeah, yeah. '50s.
Yeah. Got quite the
annoying write up on their website,
which is
just a made up story about how it was first brewed in the 17th century.
1648. Legend has it the first batch was brewed by nymphomaniac monks in Portugal.
Good.
You get the idea.
So apparently, is this problematic?
It does seem they've just mashed to us. I was looking at it before. It seems like Changi is a part of Singapore.
So
I don't think that has any relevance.
Maybe we should ask them next week.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, I began by asking if the Māori Tears beer was an example of cultural appropriation.
Not in its strictest sense, but it's definitely culturally offensive. Cultural appropriation is more about using images and traditional knowledge of another culture without their permission and using it in a mocking way. This is used a Māori concept that is offensive and use it on a beverage for their marketing, and that's where the cultural offensiveness comes in.
Is it particularly bad because it's been used on alcohol?
Yes. Yep. So in a traditional sense, the tears are sacred or tabu because they're part of a human body. And then based on that label, it kind of insinuates that you're drinking tears from a Māori. And also, I think it's degrading using the word Māori with alcohol anyway. Māori traditionally never had alcohol. People often spin negative stats when it comes to alcohol and Māori and various other stereotypes. There was no consultation with iwi or Māori on, is this appropriate or, could we have done something else? Based on the brewery's apology, on the surface, it sounds like they had some good intentions, and they could have made something, a really good label had they consulted.
And is this problem more widespread than just this isolated case?
Most definitely, yes. So just this year, there's four UK breweries, craft beer breweries, who also used cultural appropriation for marketing their beer brands. Some of the images were really offensive, and again, they tried claiming ignorance. My argument with that is that it's quite hard in today's society when we have the internet. We can there's information out there on cultural appropriation, and it's easy to reach out for advice. And those four UK breweries chose not to do that. Subsequently, after talking with them, they've all removed their offensive brands. In New Zealand, there's an issue as well. That's probably, I think, this year, there's about 64 brands were declined, trademarks, because they were offensive to Māori. But then there's also a lot of other brands who don't seek trademarks, who use cultural appropriation.
This is more widespread than just the sort of alcohol industry. It is other companies that do kind of appropriate Māori culture for their own gain?
Yes, it's definitely widespread with all consumable products. It's also not just applicable to Māori. I mean, indigenous peoples around the world face the same issues as us, but often on a bigger scale.
Is there anything that can be done? Is there any kind of legal protection?
Sure. At this present time, there is no legal protection. There was a Waitangi Tribunal claim in a hearing called the Y262 claim, which would have offered protection for traditional knowledge. That claim hasn't progressed forward for over a decade now. The only other protection is people just being vigilant and pointing out the cultural appropriation. I'm assuming that most people do it, because they're ignorant, as opposed to any malicious intent. And the people I've dealt with have been more than willing to listen and, right the wrong.
And, I mean, sort of companies profiting off Māori culture, how bad is this?
Sure. Do you mean non-Māori companies? Companies
that otherwise have nothing to do with it. They've not shown sort of any solidarity with the Māori people or anything, but then they go out and they just grab these parts of the culture and kind of try and monetize them.
Sure. Yeah, the biggest problem would be more around in the science area, using traditional knowledge and native endemic species. Also areas like, genetic research and genomics, where DNA is extracted using traditional knowledge, based on traditional knowledge, and then pharmaceutical companies end up owning patents on different genes and different knowledge, and also the same with native plants, for medicinal purposes. In terms of consumer products, I think it would be fair to say that there's some tourism companies definitely do that. They monetize Māori culture without any respect or engagement with Māori. But it's not widespread at this stage.
And you spoke about the treaty claim that sort of did deal with this traditional knowledge, and it's sort of been languishing there, not doing much. Why do you think the government isn't really keen to see the recommendations be implemented?
Sure. I think it's a legal minefield, and it's really broad. So it covers imagery, genetic testing, language, patents for plants and medicines, patents. It's quite a wide area, and so it would affect a number of different laws. It would affect the patents and trademarks and copyright, and there'd have to be new laws created as well. My personal opinion is that it would also, there'd be quite a lot of financial gain for Māori and less control and ownership for the government of the day if they agreed to some of the recommendations and implemented them.
And is it difficult trying to fix this within what is a very Pākehā system, a Pākehā worldview, and the laws we have are very Western, of trying to deal with who owns traditional knowledge or who can use it?
Sure. The Western system is it's more about personal ownership. And no Western legal system that I'm aware of defines community or community ownership. That's definitely an issue, and it is an issue that all Indigenous peoples face in their own country.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.